This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. The truce officially came into effect late Saturday night with an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement meant to end the worst episode of cross-border fire since a 10-day war in 2021. Israel's national security advisor thanked Egypt's president for Cairo's efforts. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Islamic Jihad also confirmed the agreement. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed with military honors Sunday by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as he made his first visit to Germany since Russia invaded Ukraine. Zelensky has been visiting allies in search of further arms deliveries to help his country fend off the Russian invasion and funds to rebuild what's been destroyed by more than a year of devastating conflict. On the eve of his arrival, which is taking place amid tight security, the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth more than $2.7 billion, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition. World Food Program Chief Cindy McCain warns that it will be difficult to feed the world if Russia does not renew the grain deal.
Yes, they must renew the deal. We can't, you know, possibly be able to feed the region, let alone the world, unless they do.
The deal is set to expire May 18th. Her comments came during an interview on the BBC Sunday. Ukraine is a major global exporter of grain. The export agreement, brokered by the UN and Turkey last July, has allowed Ukraine to transport millions of tons of food despite the ongoing conflict. This is VOA News. Vote counting got underway on Sunday in Thailand's general election after polls closed. The election is touted as a pivotal chance for change 9 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. The polls closed at 5 p.m. and some results were expected in early evening, with a fuller picture coming later Sunday night. Turkey's presidential and parliamentary election Sunday is predicted to be one of the closest votes in decades and one of the most important both domestically and internationally. The poll will decide the political fate of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has ruled for more than 20 years. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Sunday's elections are predicted to see a record turnout in a country with one of the world's highest voting participation rates. Both incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his primary challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, claim the election is the most important in the country's history. In Istanbul's Kadıköy district, voting was brisk, starting when polling stations opened. The economy was the main concern for voter Mustafa, who only wanted to be identified by his first name.
Economy.
He said, "The economy is the most important. You just need to look and see everywhere how bad things are. With inflation at more than 40% and a cost of living crisis, the economy is seen as the most crucial issue for many voters." Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
The impasse over the nation's debt ceiling between House Republicans and President Joe Biden could derail Biden's plans to attend the G7 summit in Japan and the Quad summit in Australia. He is scheduled to depart May 17th.
I would either have to delay my trip, not delay, not go and do it virtually, or not go.
White House press secretary said Friday that Biden is expecting to go as G7 finance ministers finalize details ahead of the summit, focusing on ratcheting up economic pressure on Russia and finding alignment to counter what they call Chinese economic coercion. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Cyclone Moka began to crash ashore at the Bangladesh-Myanmar border on Sunday. Bangladesh's weather office said in a region that is home to hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees. Packing winds of up to 195 kilometers per hour, Moka hit. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.